So, Daniel and I were chatting after the interview, and some good stuff came up that we want to share with you people. So, yeah, the first thing was talking about my review that I wrote on the release website, which said that releasing after some time just becomes a side quest. And what I mean by that is that after some time, the emotions that you release and the effect of releasing them brings such a like such joy and happiness to your life that it overshadows the problem of the symptoms. That's you don't care about that anymore. Because at some point in this journey, you realize that happiness is something that you can't get from the outside. Even I myself, after even now that I'm saying this stuff, I still seek happiness in the outside world. Like I do a lot of stuff that I think will bring me happiness. That comes out of a feeling, but I do know, and I'm sure about what I'm saying, that happiness can just come from within. That sounds like some woo-woo, philosophical strange statement, but it's a very practical thing. If you just release your negative emotions, and I don't actually labeling them as negative is also not quite right, because that's what keeps them inside you. If you stop labeling them, they will just come out. You have to see things as they really are, which is, by the way, the translation of Vipassana, I found out some days ago. So yeah, you just if since releasing old stuff is a finite process, it you will get to a point where a point that I can't imagine right now, but I know that it will come, where you just can be and just be happy. You can just be happy. No matter what you do, if you do nothing, that's fine. And that is, I guess, so liberating. That is what actually every human wants. People don't know it, but people want that. People want to just be happy and do all what they do just to reach that point, but they will never reach it by doing all the shit we do. So that's why I wrote that with the side quest. My quest is not to be symptom-free, all that. I just want to stop this. I guess Tail Swan in one of the videos that you embedded in the platform said it. It's this hell of I do that and then I do that, and when I'm finished, I need to do that. So that I become happy. And that in it is just a lie, and also the thing that it's a process tells you actually that it's a lie. But because how can you do things to become happy if that implies a process? You just want to be happy. You don't want to reach happiness. You would just want to be happy. So just be happy, like in the song. Don't worry, be happy. Yeah, so that's the first thing. And then I guess we were talking about about what I taught my family due to what Daniel taught me in the modules. So yeah, I was telling him that I talked with my sister and my mother about releasing and all this. And my sister, like, naturally is very good at this. She can release, like, at a snap of a finger, she can just do it, which I find amazing because I can't. Like, I will maybe one day, but right now I still have to like concentrate a lot to do it and need some time. And yeah, she's able to have like full-blown releases. Like, a lot of stuff comes out simultaneously, the fear, anger, grief, and so she has all this release things like shivering and everything, like the full thing. And it's beautiful what she like described to me. It was, I guess, 3 weeks ago. She said after this, like after this 15-minute release, it was in this case, The world, and I'm quoting her like precisely, the world has never been so peaceful and quiet like in the moment after the release, like the hours after this release, even though there were like noises in the world, but inside her she was so quiet, and that was like profound happiness. And so I'm actually building a bridge to what I said some minutes ago. This is the happiness that we actually want. This is where you want to get. And nothing in the world outside can bring you that. You can't be a millionaire and have a beautiful wife and beautiful children. Yeah, that will maybe, like, children and family will maybe get close to that feeling, but you can't seek it in the outside world. And yeah, so I was teaching this to my sister and my mother, and it's so like their life is becoming better thanks to this knowledge. And so I am, yeah, I really wish everyone in the world to know about this, because it's the most important thing that you can do, like, really.